Aloha from the Big Island of Hawaii, and this is Stephen Cocconi, and you're listening to The Michael Channel. Happy New Year, everyone. Tonight, I want to start off by giving you a little opportunity to hear the 2007 Overlees forecast from Michael through me. You can reach me, if you're interested, after this broadcast for a private session at area code 808-775-1020. In any case, let's talk a little bit about the Overlees of the year and what that looks like. So, one of the things that we Michael Channels talk about is we use a terminology known as the overleaves to describe the character of the year to come in terms of the building blocks of the universe. And every year, not exactly every calendar year, but about every 10 to 14 months, Michael says that there's an initial shift that goes on through some of the influencing filters in the cosmos that affect Earth and all human beings here. So in this particular year of major overleaf characteristics, first of all, we have artisan priest as the roles affecting the year, the goal of growth, and its primary way of growing is through learning to accept. The attitude is idealist. And for many of you who are baby boomers or Generation Xers, understand that idealist in this particular context for you means a reevaluation and a looking again at the things that you have held dear throughout your life and that still may hold dear but have either put on the sidelines, found yourself either getting away from or not really being able to track how your life has followed your ideals. And so making a sense of what they are, renewing them, casting out a few that really don't fit anymore, is really the way that this attitude is going to work. Now, perseverance is the mode. The center is intellectual in the moving part. The chief features are greed and martyrdom, a couple of hard ones there in terms of the way that they can play together. Now, frequency or pace is the tempo at which the speed of the year feels like it's going. And this year, on a scale of 1 to 100, it's 75. So it's a speedy year. The male-female energy ratio, or otherwise known as the yin-yang balance of the year, is definitely skewed toward yin, or what we also call a divergent or diffuse kind of energies. So it's more to the feminine side, favoring the kind of things that come in flow rather than point themselves in any given direction. Some new terms for those of you who are ongoing Michaelites are the ideas of direction. Now, directions for this year are outward, downward, and forward. Now, as you might well guess, the dimensions to that, of course, are outward and inward, downward and upward, forward and reverse, left and right. And then the realm influencing this year of the four realms of pre-incarnational energy, the angelic, the fairies, the earthers, and the techno, it's definitely a techno year, and you can expect to see a lot in that. Now, what's the overall theme? The overall theme for 2007, we call it, is the identity check. Basically, that just means, folks, it's really important to turn and really say to yourself, who am I? And some of these particular overleaves, particularly that of the artisan, creative energy, and idealism, along with the intellectual centering, lend themselves to you taking some time to reestablishing your sense of purpose and your sense of where you fit in the greater scheme of things. As we go on, for those of you who like keywords as kind of triggering or anchoring statements, some of the key issues and words are equilibrium, freedom, fairness, advantage, and then ideas like obligation versus chosen action, modification, prototyping, stability, indifference versus apathy, and what real values are, considering what things cost you and how much you are actually willing to pay in terms of outputting for something that you really want. Now, this kind of makes it a little humorous because during this year, one of the things that will come back for a lot of people, beliefs and ideas that they've had over time, will be floating back up, and there'll be chances for people to be able to say, I told you so, and to remind you of how you held things at one time, disbelieved them, and then had them turn out to be right after all. Before we actually get into talking about the various overleaf energies and how they will actually influence you, we'll talk about something that is very important through me as a Michael Channel, given the fact that I do the no-fault communications work, whose premise is based on the concept that it is emotions that are the fuel that enable our spirit to run and really function here on the physical plane. Without emotions, any thought you have is merely an object to be floating around, neutral and essentially without any life. Now, the emotional states we see here are glee, exhilaration, anger and frustration, boredom, and worry. Now, what do some of those things mean? Well, first of all, folks, glee, while it sounds like for some to be fun, we want to point out to you that glee often has that kind of quality of being hyperactive, edgy, uncomfortable in the kind of or supposed happiness that it's trying to convey. So when you find yourself giddy and or nervously so about something that you're perceiving as important or you think you're happy about, look underneath there and see if there's a little bit of fear or a little bit of worry accompanying that. That'll tell you a lot about what's really going on and how much you really believe something might occur. Underneath that, however, is a much larger and much more powerful emotion, and that's exhilaration. And ladies and gentlemen, the way we see it is exhilaration really does come from essence. It is that signal from essence that you are truly on a right path with the momentary experience that you have when it gets triggered. When it's there, your full being is present. You can't help but have your entire attention focused on something. Now, exhilaration is a powerful motivator. It provides a tremendous amount of energy. And in that, when you experience exhilaration and you know it, we really encourage you to do two things that are supported by every religious and philosophical and psychological practice that there is. And that is ground it in your being with appreciation. Really savor the experience, the moment, and whatever it's connected to. And then express gratitude to the universe, to whomever helped you, to God, even your own higher self. Whatever it is, gratitude is that outputting of saying not just thank you, but humbly acknowledging that there are forces at play that are not directly under your control. And when you do that, you will sustain the energy of exhilaration and be able to lock some of it in, as if in the same way you hold some kind of a elixir that you can sip off of at later times when the outside world and or the tasks that you're working on aren't feeding you in the way that you hope to. Now, on the flip side of that, of course, is being able to face anger and frustration with humor. When you have a perseverance here like this, it's not uncommon at all that some of the things that you start, that you try, actually take a lot longer and have a great deal more steps involved than you originally intended or planned. Now, one of the places that this can come out is with other people and the excuses that they give you about why or how they didn't come through for you on things. You see, people can, and we all are, at one time or another, fools. Yes, that's right. I've said it. No metaphysical kind of soft-stepping here. Yes, fools. Foolish. We do things that ignore simple courtesies, guidelines of either good or useful behavior, and things that are just plain practical. So when you are at the effect of someone who has done something, who exercised foolishness or stupidity or carelessness on your behalf or at your cost, then it's quite likely you are liable to feel frustrated with that person. Now, this comes at a time when, in a year where anger and frustration can be so high, you have a lot of choices, especially in these powerful relationships that people can be in with you. And that is, where, or shall we say, how much do you actually tell the truth? And by the truth, we mean specifically your truth. Because you have a chance here to decide whether you really are going to come clean and be truly honest with these folks about what it is that you experience in that moment. And if you do so, you get the opportunity to really be authentic and real, and perhaps in a way that is uncomfortable, but nonetheless, that may be very important for not only the quality of the relationship that the two of you have together, but also for you to find out again what spontaneity really is and how that lack of spontaneity in your communications may have been holding you back in a lot of the ways that you take risk. Now, probably the most difficult of things to deal with are boredom and worry. Now, even though they're very different in nature as far as the way they feel to you, one of the things underlying both of them is usually that it is a time that you come to an impasse about how something is happening outside in your world. Now, with worry, of course, we're talking about that feeling of general background fear at a low level that is continuous and that plays upon your psyche in such a way as to make you wish that you had more control in a situation. Martyrdom year like this, that kind of thing, especially around your money and or your job, things that affect the quality of your finances are going to be the things that will probably set you off more than anything else. In terms of understanding then what to do about worry is to really ask yourself at any given moment, how much influence do I have over a set of circumstances? See, a lot of people get worried and they freeze. Worry can be a very useful emotion if you don't enter into panic. If you can do whatever you do to affect a situation and to make things move forward, then you have every right, if you will, psychologically and emotionally, to say, I can release the fear of worry and let go. If you find there is residual and that there was continued background worry, then one of the things that we would suggest to you is to take an opportunity with your counselor or with hypnotherapist or just through your own meditation to go in and look at where patterns of worry have plagued you before and once again are just revealing themselves to you in this current experience. All right, so the Overleaves Interpreted specifically. Well, folks, we have an artisan priest year. Now, artisan, with its focus on creativity and its ability to invent and to manufacture things, is a playful and generally often a good time to experiment with change. One of the things that is particularly up this year is changing the way that you present yourself in the world. And changing that presentation is always going to be based on specifically how it is that you perceive yourself and give of yourself in the world. In other words, what we're talking about, folks, and combined with your own ideals, who are you as far as the world is concerned? What do they get from you? What is it that you give to it? Now, the priest cast in this will put a flavor on that will say, how much in that giving, then, do you share yourself as far as your qualities and your abilities? How do you inspire others? This will be a time and a year where those energies are going to play in such a way as to really call upon you. And those times that you're trying to rely on strategies to make nice and do the other kind of things that, if you will, make the world go round, well, some of those are going to backfire. When it comes to the goal of growth, to understand about how you come to actually accept the way you are and that the way that some of your relationships are. Now, there's some interesting contradictions here, or at least there are some contrasting energies between setting in your own new ideals, trying to understand the nature of your own moral balance, and coming to acceptance with the way that people and things are in your life. Because, in fact, there is a time and a place for change, and there is always a time and a place for coming to grips with things that you cannot change. And in the with the mode of perseverance being up and what it is, one of the things that is truly available in it is that there will be a lot of time and you will have a lot of possibility to make your efforts. Now, for those of you who persevere in anything this year, you can rest assured that you will have the opportunity for large gain. For those of you who are in martyrdom or will find yourself plagued by martyrdom, you'll find yourself experiencing a lot of self-pity and probably putting out to others a lot of self-pity and a lot of whining. Now, intellectual center. Intellectual centering in a year of artisan and growth really means that one of the places that a lot of the newness and a lot of the changeness will come from is in the realm of the, if you will, of the mental. And what we mean is new ideas, of course, new concepts, new visions, new perceptions of things that already exist. So the way that one can think of doing growth, emphasizing acceptance, is to understand that taking existing things and improving them is also a form of growth. And allowing them to be better, rather than having to manufacture and create brand new, we introduce that idea again, of course, of prototyping. Most everything that a human being creates, including yourself, is a prototype. It lasts for a period of time until improvement comes along. In the computer world, they might call a piece of software release number 2.0 or 3.0 or 4.0 and so forth. And each time, it is still a predominant mix where the foundation of the original idea but improved. Now, the masculine feminine energies of the year, yin and yang balance. In a literal sense, we're talking about, once again, the feminine energy in the world, meaning actual females having a bigger impact on the things that you do, both as men and as women. Now, this might be seen probably most readily or most publicly in the fact that now that in the Congress, there are more women representatives than there have ever been, and you, in fact, even have a Speaker of the House of Representatives. It's in this place that that formulation of the feminine energy will work differently than what's been going on in the last 7 or 8 years, which has been more masculine-oriented, confrontational, force, arm-twisting types of approaches. We expect to see things that where there is more consensus building, more looking at dealing with individual issues. Now, on the downside of that, when you have an artisan and growth year, and if both of them should be in the negative pole, then what you have is a fiasco of confusion. You might have multiple streams of information coming all at once, and nobody being able to arrive at any consensus or be able to get essentially anything done. And that, of course, is one of the difficulties that can be up in a year with these particular energies. As we told you earlier, frequency or pace or tempo talks about the speed at which time feels like it's passing. Now, for those of you who are baby boomers, who may represent even the lion's share of those individuals who are listening to this broadcast, we understand that as you get older, time seems to pass more quickly. But as far as the actual pace of the year, what kind of events we see happening and going on, we would say that the predominant way that the unfolding of the sense of urgency of this year will be very high. But we sense because of some of the other overleaves here, including the feminine energy quality and the priestly influence to be compassionate and to counteract some of the energy of greed that's there, then one of the things that you can look to see is how you might find yourself harried and at other times feeling overwrought by pressure rather than the speed of an actual task itself. Because we can tell you, when you find yourself in a place where your frequency has matched your ideal and your sense of purpose is clear with that creation, then the movement of your new creation will actually happen very quickly, and you will see the pacing of the key monads, deserter deserted, and teacher student. You know, intellectually centered years bring about a lot of tendency for people to be curious and to be stimulated intellectually. And when that happens, there's a good chance that people want to go out and find for themselves people and or places that they can experience new learning. Now, for many, this will take care of itself, of course, in an academic arena. For some, it may be that their interest, especially with the energy of the priest and moralistic aspect, into a religious or philosophical experience. But when a teacher really stimulates you, when you find someone whose words and whose thoughts and whose concepts truly generate in you not only a sense of curiosity, but a sense of real enlightenment, that aha experience, then chances are you have a teacher-student monad, especially if you find yourself needing to persist and be with them. Very important. On the other side of the extreme, we have the deserter-deserted, as we mentioned. And what that'll mean is that we're talking about feelings of abandonment. And by abandonment, it can be being fired from a job. It means losing support from people that you love. It could mean the ending of a relationship so abruptly that there was no sense of plan and no sense of negotiation that happened in the process. All these kind of things are possible when you have a deserter deserted monad. Now, for the deserter, of course, there is equally as much pain often as there is for the deserted. But in a martyrdom year, one can rest assured that it will be the deserted who gains the most amount of sympathy from the surrounding group of family or friends or society at large. Economics, real estate, business. Well, folks, it is a very optimistic year. There's lots of energy floating around. People want to do things. People want to make money, especially when driven by greed. And the fact that in a communications high year like this, and influenced by the techno realm, the internet is going to once again make huge leap forwards in the way that it supplies particularly one-to-one communication media to individuals. So we mentioned things, for instance, like iChat or Skype as becoming so much more integrated. And then, of course, companies like Vonage, who do this thing called voice over IP, where people actually find themselves switching. And switching, that is to say, to internet phones, using their computers to talk instead of, say, actually using a good old landline as they have for decades. And, of course, with the rise of cellular phones over the last 20 years and the greater concentration of media and so forth that you put in there, you can rest assured that there'll be enough business opportunities to keep the stock market particularly fluctuating and even going higher. Now, it's very interesting because folks will tell you that last year we were very surprised to see it go over 11,005. And yet we want to talk about something that that we've talked about for several years. And this goes to everyone who is out there. And it really has to deal with the fact that much of corporate America and much of the Western world, Europeans and Americans alike, live on their credit cards. And in living on their credit cards, consumer debt is so enormous that those few paychecks away from being totally swamped by your debt is what is literally keeping most people getting more than one job, working overtimes, and doing the kind of things that make them feel under the pressure that we talked about earlier, with especially the faster pace. But realistically, if you can come up with a way and a means to earn your living and to find things to play in the stock market, for those of you who have the means and the opportunity and the know-how, it can be a very successful year. Now, for those of you who are in real estate and continue to want to make your living in real estate or are thinking about buying, the real estate market will balance off again this year, and there will be continued sales. However, we don't see the kind of boom happening for quite some time that has happened in the last 5 years. As a matter of fact, we see the decline actually starting to happen, having to do with issues of employment and people's income and the fact that so many pieces of real estate all over the world are just simply overvalued. And when all those oddball loans, interest only, variable rate and everything, start to real set about people, and the values of their homes are even less than what they paid for them, what you will see is a spate and a starting decline in the amount of that people are going to be able to be involved in owning a home. What that'll do, however, is it will dump a stock of homes on the market. And when it does that, there will be people who will be able to buy them. However, it'll be at a price that reflects very little increase in overall sales value. Some of the other issues that we talked about are issues of the weather and global ice melts that continue to happen, and you have Al Gore to thank about with his Inconvenient Truth about bringing that to the attention of most of the people in the world. Because with that, it can tell you that there is no turning back at this point. You can minimize effects, minimize only, but the tipping point has happened. And what will happen over the course for many of you, again, who are already retiring baby boomers, it will be your children and your grandchildren that feel the effects. And they will feel the effects. And there will be serious effects in that to occur. In this particular last part of our presentation, we just want to say a few things to you all. You know, folks, predictions, prophecy, premonitions, all of them are slight variations on trying to get information ahead of its time. And why do people do that? Why do people want that? And the answer, it's one of the oldest evolutionary desires or demands that there is, and that is gain advantage. And in gaining advantage over some of the conditions in your universe, external universe, then there could be a feeling of safety and power and security that's gained by that. Now, while that's all very well and good, we want to acknowledge that in this particular podcast, that no matter what is predicted, no matter how valuable, how useful, and even how factually it is proven, ultimately, the most important thing that is left for you as an individual to do is to continue to live your life. And if you didn't like what was said or what you experienced, and whether or not it came true, you can always choose differently. And in fact, that is the closing part of our message, is that you are a creator self. But no matter how much you can create at any given moment, any slice of time, at that moment, your timing is, what are your available options? Your real options. And the reason we say that, folks, is because one of the things that is a true self-karma about most people, of you mature and old souls who are New Age adherents, is that you suffer from this delusional, negative pole artisan aspect that we might call magical thinking. And magical thinking is the kind of thinking that says, I will grasp hold of an option that is so remote, or in fact so unavailable to me, but I can believe that somehow myself or God or the universe or some rescuing intervening power is going to suddenly make it come true. Now, this is not Harry Potter, and this is not the realm of Hogwarts school. This reality is about building a continuous base and foundation from which you're within your worldly powers. You do actually, in fact, have more options. And what's miraculous thinking then? Some of you are saying to yourself, what is it by contrast? Well, the answer in simple is this, is a miracle, is a probability that is out there and available to you, albeit perhaps so remote that you could have never planned that it might in fact occur. But usually what miracles really are the long-term realization of having traveled a path so far that the average person or average expectations would have never predicted that it was possible to happen. So in 2007, have a terrific time going down the path less traveled, letting yourself move beyond belief, doctrine, dogma. And remember, laugh whenever you can, because this place truly, the physical plane, is a place of drama. And in that drama, you can hold it as comedy or tragedy. Thank you, everyone, for listening to this podcast. This has been Stephen Cocconi, The Michael Channel, and I bid you aloha and mahalo from the Big Island of Hawaii. Thanks for listening, and stay tuned for further Michael Channel podcasts.